Ladies and gentlemen, this is 10 Dozen Minutes of post-Easter hangovers with Chick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and we got Jick on the line, I think.
We do. I'm on the line in the tunnel at the bottom of a well, though.
Yeah, we'll see if you sound any better now. I upgraded your sound system a little bit.
Ah, sweet. Am I Dolby 6.2 surround tweeter?
Yeah, you got tweeters and woofers.
Sweet.
You got a subwoofer. I got you under a dog.
Underdog, huh?
Yep. Never fear.
How's it going, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, we had had the Easter weekend with various parts of Jess's family, which was kind of exhausting and a little bit fun. Jess's parents were here for the weekend, which was awesome, and their dog was here, which was less awesome.
Huh.
Ringing endorsement on your audio from Fusu Liban, who says it's less crap.
Good. Yeah. That's cool. What's the problem with the dog?
That's just really spastic, and they don't want to, like, keep it locked up in the basement. So, like, we'll just let the dog walk around the house, and we'll keep an eye on the dog. But every time the dog sees one of our cats, it breaks into, like, a hysterical barking fit. It's not a small dog. It's like a medium-sized dog and just barks from the bottoms of its feet up. It's this huge, high-pitched, yapping thing. And, of course, you know, the cat's hissing and, yeah.
You just keep the cats in the basement.
It's just stressful. I shouldn't have to because it's my house. They should put the dog in a kennel, but they won't.
You tell them. You show who wears the pants in this family, Mr. Skullhead.
Well, I can't, though. When I suggest that they board the dog for the time that they'll be gone, they suggest that if the dog's not welcome, then they won't be coming either.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah, slightly. What can you do, though? They're family.
Yeah. You know, I should do the same thing when I go to visit people, except it should be about my pet, which is that big red thing from that Saturday Night Live commercial in the 80s.
Huh.
Like the little Viking that just spins in a circle spraying red ink all over everything.
Right. Well, I suppose we'll just get a hotel room if we can't keep Big Red with us, you know. Yeah. Well, we won't be able to stay as long. Well, I guess we can't afford that, so we won't be able to come.
I've been wandering the streets of Lower Manhattan.
In the rain?
Trying to find places to buy beer. But it's weird that there are probably literally thousands of bars within walking distance of me.
Right.
What's also weird is that on Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, there are basically zero bars within walking distance of me that aren't so filled with people that there is not even any place to stand.
Huh.
Much less any place to sit. So I've decided that I'm going to adopt a weekday drinking schedule because, especially being, like, by myself. I could see if I was in a group of people, like, you can kind of go into a bar like that and, like, you can kind of stake out some territory, especially with, like, three or four people. You know, you can kind of cluster and you can get yourself a place to stand.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the guy by himself going into a bar and you know, going up to the bar, fighting my way through, getting a beer, and then just, like, standing there shoulder to shoulder with a whole bunch of strangers, just drinking a beer, not being able to hear anything.
Yeah. Do you know anybody in the area?
Yeah, no, I know a handful of people. I haven't had a whole lot of success in getting a hold of anyone. That's actually not entirely true. I'm going somewhere next weekend with Donald, I think. And there's a friend that we met when we first moved to Phoenix who's out here and lives close. And then I got another friend who, like, had a friend who was excited about the prospect of, like, showing me around and stuff, but I just haven't bothered calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I kind of came here to hang out by myself to some extent, so, like, I feel like just there's no place for me to drink on Friday night is fine, you know? Right. It's kind of the deal. Because the thing is, I don't even like going out on the weekends at home. Or I will go to Pranksters, which is never crowded.
Yeah.
Like, even when it's busy, it just means that there are, you know, 30 people on the patio that seats 40 people instead of 10 people on that patio.
Yeah, there's no reason for the likes of you to go drinking on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I, it's my one chance to not have to get up early.
Yeah.
But, I've been eating some good food and drinking some beers.
When were you planning on going to Barcade, did you say?
I don't know. At some point. It's a little bit of a hike. I gotta ride the subway and transfer. I think there's only a single transfer between me and Barcade, but I'm a little stoked about that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. What are their game names? Taco Logic is out there still, I believe. And Abby. Adam and Abby. I don't know if you met them or didn't.
I don't think that I know them.
They're friends of Amplitude's in there.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could put together a posse to go to Barcade. Describe Barcade for my edification and the edification of our listeners.
It's a place where you walk in and the walls are just lined with video games from the 80s and maybe early 90s. And they're all like a quarter of play and they all have little tables next to them to set your beer. And the bar has just like 10 or 11 taps going with beers you've never heard of, like little microbrews. And everything costs either, I think, $6 a pint or $7 a pint, depending on how fancy they are. And over the course of the evening, as they sell out of stuff, they just change out the kegs with new, different microbrews. So you just hang out, like, playing the Vector Graphics Star Wars game, say, and drinking delicious, delicious beer.
Is it the one that you sit inside, or is it a stand-up one?
I think it is the one that you sit inside.
Yeah. The one you sit inside was awesome. Because at the end, you got the music playing. Like, the best music in the game was the music after you got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that coming out of the speaker behind your head, that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I had kind of forgotten that Barcade was there for me to go to. Maybe I'll do that, like, tomorrow or the next day. I went up the street and found a cigar lounge today.
Wow.
Sat and smoked a cigar and listened to some old men talk about the economy. And, yeah. I went and wandered around Central Park last week at some point. I guess I might have talked about that on the Thursday show. I don't remember. That's pretty cool. I found the John Lennon Memorial. It's like across the street from where he got shot. Oh, hey, speaking of John Lennon, have you seen the movie Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
I haven't yet, but eventually I'm going to have to. It will stream on Netflix, so.
Yes.
Pick it up. Was it worth seeing? Jick? Call dropped. Thank you, Skype. Let's call him right back, shall we? And Colin. Huh. No answer. Maybe he lost power over there in New York City. Maybe he got caught between the moon and New York City. Maybe New York City was calling him. No answer. Well, my internet's still up. There's got to be something going on with him. Jake is actually not logged into Skype right now. It could have something to do with it. That's a problem. So, oh no, here he comes again. Let's call him again. Call dropped. call him again. Now we're ringing.
Hey there.
Hey, did you get caught between the moon and New York City or something?
I must have. There was a surprise router bouncing party at my apartment here.
Hmm.
Good time to have by all.
I heard you gotta watch out for that in New York City. People sneaking into your apartment and bouncing your router.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually bounce it. It just, for some reason, every once in a while, and it's happening more and more frequently, like, the wireless connection just quits working here. And, I have to disconnect and reconnect. So I think maybe I need to bounce it. Maybe let it get its bearings a little bit. Plus I've got some cable, I could just connect to it directly when I'm doing a radio show so that shit is impossible.
Yeah, you could bounce it over the musical break.
Yeah. I could bend it over my knee.
Yeah, hot.
Punish it for its failure.
Let's see. Feng Shuiz says, super spiky hair gel with a knee, disintegrating spiky collar without knee. Continuity! And so I went ahead and fixed that. By the way, I find it really hard to believe, but it's apparently true that the correct way to spell spiky is S-P-I-K-Y.
Yeah.
Because that looks entirely misspelled to me.
I think it's just because you're used to that old player named Spiky.
Right. But I would think, like, if I set out to spell that having never seen it before, I would think you needed the E to keep it from being spiky.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Well, what else
is... Spiky has a C... I don't think that there is anything.
And when else is an I by itself like that, a long I?
Well,
except in the word I.
I mean, pike?
Yeah, but then there's an E on the end. If I was going to spell pikey, I would put a Y on the end of it too. Then I would ask myself why I was trying to spell pikey. It's like trying to describe somebody's failed dive, I guess. He tried to do a pike, and it was pike-y, but...
Yeah. Isn't a pike-y like a derogatory term for some group of people?
I think a piker is.
I see. Well, I don't know. When is I-K without a C, ick?
I don't know, man. I guess you don't see I and K together a whole lot without a C.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I would have tended towards S-P-I-K-Y, but not have been particularly confident.
Now, Pfeiffer says that pikey is a term for gypsies in the United Kingdom.
Oh, so, yeah, it was from Snatch, Ben, who's where. They keep talking about Brad Pitt and his kin as pikeys.
Right.
Like, I thought that that's where I knew it from, but I wasn't sure enough to actually say it out loud. Good old 5-4.
Yeah, he also points out that liking it, there's no E for, you know, liking,
mm-hmm.
or Viking.
Or biking.
Or biking.
But you can't be Vikey or Bikey or Likey.
True.
You could be Leechy.
I think we're going to have to leave that to history to explain.
Mm.
Lady Arsenic says this is scintillating radio. Hey, nobody's asking you to listen.
Wait, we did ask people to listen.
Oh, that's right. I didn't ask her specifically, yeah.
Well, are you getting, like, private messages and stuff?
Yeah, and I actually have the chat on.
Jump the Shark asks what we think of today's modern music, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and all that jazz. I don't think that jazz is really modern music.
Kanye West and Lil Wayne and all that jazz. Anyway.
I like jazz whenever I've been smoking the reefer. Hmm. Under normal circumstances, I find it kind of boring.
I like me some Kanye West. This administration has always supported Kanye West. I can't get into Lil Wayne. I'm sorry, Lil Wayne.
I don't know anything about either of them. I guess Kanye West is okay. Like, I became aware of him when he did the George Bush doesn't care about black people thing, and Mike Myers was just all WTF mate.
Right.
Let's see. Tellus R. had written a while back, wouldn't it be more in character for the anime Smiley's attack / miss messages not to have a period at the end?
Yeah, but we have limits.
Yeah. There's only so much of that we can do. Also, he says, why isn't the image for the Vampire Pearl a brand new picture and not just the ring setting image turned upside down? I thought you guys were all about recycling old content. We are, but what we're not all about is being able to remember what 4,000 different things look like well enough to remember that we could just flip something upside down and reuse it. What's funny is that there are a number of times when I have drawn the exact same thing twice, and they're saved with two different file names. Like, is this supposed to be like some kind of indistinct blob of something? And I might as well have just used one of the many others that I had already drawn. Zaphodec 42 says, Jig Company, could we use Tongue of the Otter / Walrus on other people like we could use other buffs? It wouldn't really accomplish anything. It would just be funny for the creep factor. He's got, like, an apostrophe before creep. What do you suppose the apostrophe represents the omission of in that?
Radioheads?
Yeah, that's two words, though.
Yeah, he's just, that apostrophe stands for the entire word Radioheads.
I see. are there any words that end with C-R-E-E-P? Like, discreep?
That's... I actually found the, there's just a giant list of words that end in, like, words ending in... Yeah, there is a dictionary that's searchable by words ending with X and Y, mm-hmm. and list all words ending with creep. Only the word creep was found, nothing longer.
Yeah, same thing. Morewords.com is like it's actually really handy. I found out about it at the history. It's like kind of an all-purpose, like, what anagrams can you make out of this? And, like, you can search for things with all kinds of wildcards, like, give me things that start with TH and end with RE.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, like, it is frequently come in very, very handy. That's morewords.com. We're being paid handsomely for that product placement.
I usually, I end up at Rhyme Zone a lot.
Rhyme Zone?
Yeah, it's an online rhyming dictionary.
Oh, yeah?
So for, all of my, limerick writing needs.
Ooh! So, like, I've just found out that poop rhymes with, croup.
Mm-hmm.
And peer group. And, green turtle soup.
Right.
Fuck. What is it? Why does this dictionary have an entry for green turtle soup? And you know what the definition is? Soup, usually made of the flesh of green turtles.
Wait, what is it made of when it's not made of the flesh of green turtles? Is that like my red pepper and goat cheese dip? Where all you have to do is add red pepper and goat cheese and it magically turns into red pepper and goat cheese dip?
Yeah. Sevaris says, thank you so much for all the new musical instruments and the Elvish sunglasses. I love the solos. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you. That's, it leads us to this important question that we're going to have to face eventually in the next couple of weeks here, Mr. Skull, that is that how are we possibly going to top the Mayfly bait?
I know. I still like the idea of just reintroducing the Mayfly bait.
Yep. Well, the thing is, at least some of the pressure is off us if we consider May's precedent to be failed experiment month.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're going to, let's see. What's the worst possible item of the month? A seal clubbing club.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, it would probably be the last time that anyone gave us any money. But I wonder if we put a seal clubbing club in Mr. Store, how many people would buy one for one Mr. A?
What if we did that and then said, also, because we're rebalancing all the weapons, the seal clubbing club is now the most powerful weapon in the game?
Yeah. That could be.
Or all other weapons.
You could go in for free just by rolling a seal cover.
Or all other weapons have been nerfed to fall in line with the seal clubbing club being the most powerful weapon in the game without changing its power.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny. Every other weapon in the game becomes power 9.
Yep. Then I could go into the forums and be all, listen, you fuckheads just need to play around with this a while and figure out that it's a challenge and you'll enjoy it if you'll just stop complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to call them fuckheads, though.
Yeah.
You have to be aggressive from the start.
And unprofessional.
It's like prison, man. You gotta go into the forums and just the first thing you gotta do is make somebody your bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because otherwise... Yeah. Ziggy Zagnut says, I was asking about some equipment that switches HP and MP to give us high-level mist classes a chance at Uber Hodge. I can guess that your answer will be, well, Ascend is a muscle class, but Ascension is for the weak, and I don't swing that way. Also, stop being lazy and fill out my survey. Right, I did, actually. Wow, this was a week ago. I stopped being lazy and filled out that survey yesterday. I don't think switching HP and MP is the approach to making a hard fight like that reasonable for a mist class. I'm curious as to how much higher level you have to be as a mist class to beat Uber Hodgman at this point. I don't know if anybody's done any analysis on that. I like to pretend that analysis is like electrolysis, only instead of removing hair with electricity, they remove hair with an anus.
Huh. I just always remember that lysis means to cut. So I just think of analysis as cutting the anus.
Oh, yeah. Jump the Shark says, what do you guys think of this whole bailout thing? The whole plan is so fucking expensive. For the same price, no one would pay taxes for the rest of 2009, and we could stimulate the economy that way. Dude, I'm in favor of not paying taxes for the rest of 2009. Totally not, though. I don't think that's a good idea. I feel like if you let everyone go a year without paying taxes, you would never get them to pay taxes ever again.
True.
There would be revolts if you got rid of the income tax for 1 year and then tried to reinstitute it. There would be riots because people are all short-sighted and shit. Although I guess you trick them by we pay our taxes and the government invests it. And then just everybody gets 100% refund at the end of the year. That's how you would do it. Because that way it seems like a present rather than taking something away.
Yeah, it is funny thinking like, wow, I'm going to get X amount of dollars back from paying my taxes. You know, that's like free money. That's money that was mine to begin with. But I also don't like it when people don't understand that in order to have like roads to drive on, and, you know, police forces, things like that. Like, there are reasons that we pay taxes. And it's kind of...
Yeah, how's the man supposed to keep you down if he doesn't have the funding?
Yeah.
For his jackbooted thugs. It's weird, man. All the police cars... I guess police cars everywhere have megaphones, but they really use the shit out of them here.
Yeah.
Like, just be in my apartment and through the window just hearing, like, a policeman telling somebody to pull over. Like... It's crazy, man. It's like this city never goes to bed.
I've heard that.
Hey, and you know what I'm going to get to see? I'm going to get to see a day later this month. I think it's the 23rd or something. When the Empire State Building is lit up entirely in green to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah. I was kind of surprised. There's this list of, like, there's a schedule... because there's like three sections on top of the Empire State Building that they can light up in different colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually, or like for a long time, they've been like white and yellow and green or something. I don't know. Anyway, they were green, pink, and yellow for Easter, I see. Yeah, on the 23rd, they're going to be green, green, green for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' 25th anniversary.
That is most good.
Yeah. They do, like, sports team colors whenever there's a home game. Yeah, I don't know, man. Also, when I got here, I came to the realization that the thing that I always thought was the Empire State Building was actually the Chrysler Building.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what the deal was. I just always thought that the Empire State Building was the one that had the, like, scalloped peak on top of it. But turns out I was wrong. Anyway. I thought briefly about going to see if I could go up to the top of the Empire State Building, but then I remembered, fuck that bullshit.
You should do it.
Ugh, no, I shouldn't. I've been to the top of the Sears Tower, and it's taller.
Why wouldn't you?
Seriously.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Well, because I'm terrified of heights. It, like, wouldn't be enjoyable at all.
Right, but why wouldn't you do it? You're in New York, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll go see the Statue of Liberty. I don't think I've ever actually laid eyes on the Statue of Liberty.
Now, when we were there, I only saw it from the top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah?
And it wasn't very impressive from that distance. Like, it is surprisingly small.
Yeah. Do they let you go up in it again yet, or do they put a stop to that completely?
Do they let you go up in it again yet, Paul? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Couldn't tell you. Yaya Rio writes, among other things, P.S. My name is pronounced Yay Area like the Bay Area. Shouldn't rhyme with diarrhea. I never did. I was not trying to pronounce it such that it rhymed with diarrhea. It just happened. How about an operator like law, like ampersand space ampersand, that causes the macro to stop if the previous command didn't work? For example, buy 10 ung and use 10 ung. Doesn't try to use 10 ung units if you didn't successfully buy 10 ung units. We would have to change the output from every command so that the chat command would understand whether it succeeded or failed. So that's a slightly larger project than it might seem like. Yeah. He says, man, Scully has a lot of friends with Asperger's. Maybe he has an uncanny ability to empathize with their lack of empathy.
Man, is your Asperger's so bad that you thought that was an appropriate question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Are you so bad at walking down the street that you can't help just getting raped all the time?
What?
No, I'm just thinking of something that I could say that would offend people, like your Asperger's thing.
Oh, right.
Let's see. Somebody says, shouldn't Oxy/teetotalers not get a message saying that they drank after losing an insult beer pong? Maybe there should be something about using non-alcoholic beer, since even those who can't drink don't get drunkenness from the game. Huh. We usually try to avoid writing situations where it says that you drink something. Although, I guess not, really. There are times when I feel like there are adventures where you have to eat your way through something.
Right.
Eh, it's probably not a big deal. What the hell? MCRT says, hey, I wrote a hip-hop track about Kingdom of Loathing, and I'd love to see what Scully and or Jake think. You can download it here. And then, links to a website called GapingGrannies.com.
Yeah, I have a feeling that, well, maybe that's a legitimate website and it's got his MP3 on there, but I think that would be an excellent way to trick somebody into a really gross, kind of goatsy-ish kind of thing.
Doesn't seem like if you were, you know, if you had something like that, that you would try and hide it as a shock site called GapingGrannies.com.
They'll never expect it.
It could be GappingGrannies.com, like grannies with tools designed to push people's teeth apart.
See, I was gonna say, like, what is gapping? But apparently you were way ahead of me on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna... Oh, this website is coming soon. Gapinggrannies.com. Okay.
Did you just say yiffinggrannies.com? Because I'm all about that. Like something.
Lady Arsenic says they have nice snow globes for sale up there and giant pencils. Woo!
Yeah, I don't know.
Pencils that shoot lasers and candy out of their asses.
I don't know why that I'm pushing you so hard to do it, because it was kind of a mundane experience. And they're like, give us $30 to ride in this elevator. now walk around on this balcony. The view up there was really cool. It was colder than God's nutsack up there, but it was a nice view.
Is God's nutsack something that's reputed to be particularly cold? I mean, I guess if he lives in space, his nutsack would be absolute zero. Wouldn't that mean that it was all like looking like a giant walnut?
By the wrinkly nutsack of God, that's not a blasphemous notion at all.
Do you think that God could make a walnut so painful that?
So painful that?
I don't know.
You're just saying words. You're just putting them together. You're like a parrot.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's see. What do we got?
Court says, on what day can I get a half-price pork swastika? That would be Saturday only.
Yep.
Court.
I think we need to post in that thread and say to people that, no, we didn't put the con on Rosh Hashanah to be hostile to Jews, as Melania said, but no, we're also not saying that people should just get over it and come anyway. And no, we're not saying that you're stupid if you would rather go to Rosh Hashanah with your family than come to con, because, I mean, all we're saying is, well, give peace a chance, but also what we're saying is that we had to put it on that date because that was when we could get everything lined up.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's coming across in the thread.
I mean, is it a serious point of contention for a lot of people?
There were a couple of people who were bemoaning the fact that they probably wouldn't be able to go because it was on Rosh Hashanah.
Mm.
But then there were other people going, Rosh Hashanah is not a big deal for my family, but the other high holy days are. And, like, I don't know.
See. What is Rosh Hashanah? Is it a single day?
Man, I don't know. People were saying it's kind of a like the Jewish Thanksgiving.
Do you suppose that Neil Peart would ever play at a Shoney's on Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah,
Rosh Shoney's, Rosh.
Wow!
It's observed as a day of rest. Activities prohibited on Shabbat are also prohibited on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. It's a
characterized by the blowing of the shofar.
Oh no!
A trumpet made from a ram's horn.
I was going to say, and other news, ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, my new con nickname is Shofar.
Boy. Those wacky Jews.
Oh, is that the thing that Rosenblum and Guildenbaum were smoking off of in Harold and Kumar?
I don't know.
Or was that? I think that was an oil lamp, actually. Never mind.
Yeah, this is just a ram's horn. There's a picture of it on Wikipedia. Let's see. Asking about the karaoke thing. We got to that last time.
Yep.
Evangio Q says, could it be possible to set up the summoning of postaments or ghost entities as an auto attack? You know, I don't think it makes any sense, and I don't necessarily feel like it is worth spending the time coding, but I'll tell you what, Evangio Q, if you can convince C.D. Moyer to do it, it's basically, C.D. Moyer is now my go-to thing, like, ask your mother. I can't wait till your kid's old enough for you to start doing that, because I gotta imagine that'd be pretty satisfying. Especially knowing that she was going to say, ask your father.
It would be interesting just to see how long we could keep one of those going.
Doppelheathen says, could you guys make it so that not having a kidney actually does something negative? We like our game to be as reflective as possible of the real world, and it would damage the verisimilitude if we were to suddenly pretend, in the context of our game, that kidneys were important.
Mm-hmm. Well, having one kidney gone doesn't really do you any harm in real life, right? Shortens your lifespan a little bit, but maybe you got to watch what you drink, but you can survive. You're fine.
Easton Bull says, I remember hearing something about a counter on the goat lid, much like the lucre counter, one of six or whatever. Is that going to happen? Yeah. I don't have a problem with doing it. I just have not ever gotten around to it. Somebody should send me one of those little round things that says TUIT on it.
Wow.
Because that's fucking hilarious. Those things are just the apex of human achievement in the field of comedy.
I'm not sure about that, because I'm thinking also of the like little stand that has a piece of string dangling from it that's a weather monitor. If string is waving back and forth, it's windy. If string is wet, it's raining. If you can't see the string, it's foggy. That's pretty freaking funny, too.
It is, yeah. Yeah, no, I had forgotten about that.
And the hillbilly bug killer.
I don't think that's a... Even though I've seen one of those, I don't believe that it's a real thing.
You wrote an epic poem about hillbilly bug killer.
It wasn't really an epic poem. Hillbilly bug killer was pretty cool, though. I don't know why hillbilly was two words.
Perhaps to differentiate them from hillbillies, who are people who are, you know, live in the South and don't know much about life. And these are hillbillies. Just goats who live on a hill. Possibly clubs that live on a hill.
If you search for hillbilly bug killer, that asymmetric.net article is the first result. there's a place where you can buy a hillbilly bug killer for $5.
You know what that
is. The place also sells a round to it.
Oh, right.
It's come full circle already. Apparently you can buy a dead cat for $5.
Hmm.
Ooh, and a hillbilly tax shelter. It's a little wooden overhang with some thumbtacks underneath it.
Now that is freaking hilarious.
Oh, boy. And a hillbilly word processor. It's a pencil.
Who?
I think the weather device, you're probably right. That's funnier than a round to it. You know what's kind of there also is the fucking stick-on key that says any.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the geek equivalent of all of those tired little jokes. I think that maybe the first time I saw a round to it, I was like, that's pretty funny. But then just the idea that people thought it was funny enough to perpetuate instead of going, chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
That some people were like, guffaw, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I must tell all of my friends.
I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know if anybody has ever felt like that was the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Hmm.
I challenge that assertion.
I'm sorry, I just heard you saying that to the tune of I Second That Emotion.
Right.
And I was trying to figure out what rhymes with assertion. But I didn't get there. So it wasn't funny at all.
If after chemotherapy you want to buy a Merkin.
Yeah. You know who I bet could tell me what rhymes with that?
Oh! Yeah, that's probably true. We got all kinds of full circle coming around, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anotsu says, hey, can Mr. Skullhead please read the questions? Chick's mic is really bad. And then Extirpator said, holy snap, the audio is terrible tonight. So these are from last Monday.
Yeah, I did fix the popping on the audio, because apparently that's a setting with Sam that you have to change to make it sample at a different rate so it doesn't get ugly.
I see. Gleeb said, of Tom Green, he said, Tom Green got kicked off? Guess that means he didn't get the job!
No!
That's my favorite part of Freddy Got Fingered, and it happened so early. The part where the banana is applying for a job as a telephone repairman.
The more you describe this film to me, the less likely you make it that I'm ever going to see it.
Dude, it's so good, but you would hate it. I'm not even going to bother. It's better than Tommy Boy.
Do you think I would hate it because I would hate it, or I would hate it because now I'm kind of obligated to?
Well, I don't know, a little bit. But the thing is, if you honestly don't think that Tom Green is funny, you're not going to like the movie.
Right.
Which is just, you know, there's no accounting for taste.
I liked him in Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, although he wasn't in there very much. And he was still playing that character. Like, when I saw him on MTV, I just kept thinking, is that guy retarded, or is he just acting retarded? Because if he's actually retarded, it's kind of in poor taste to put him on TV doing all the stuff that he thinks is funny, and everybody else is just kind of aghast at it. And if he's not, then why is he acting so goddamned retarded? I never could figure that out. If you're feeling all worn out from physical exertion, I question that assertion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you don't believe it's true and want to try coercion, I question that assertion. If you think that what I need is some anal insertion, I question that assertion. See, Rhyme Zone is your friend. That's Rhyme Zone. Don't forget to click the Google Ads.
I was wondering how come you suddenly got so good at writing poetries.
The weird shit that you demand that I write for this game. For no remuneration at all. You just call me up and, like, write stuff or I'll punch you and your wife and your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when are you going to pay me a salary? And you're like, your salary is not getting punched in the baby.
Your salary is not getting punched in the baby. I mean, the thing is, I worked so hard getting good at punching babies, you know?
Yeah.
I got to use it for something. Ziltang says, will we be able to / use the reassembled Blackbird soon? Maybe by Q3 at least? Pzow! Pzow is the sound of C.D. Moyer going back in time and doing something for you.
Hmm.
Noan M says, I know they wouldn't even read this out loud, but it's funny for a few reasons. It says, a BM adventure that gives the effect diarrhea? Because it's funny, because diarrhea is kind of a BM adventure.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like your just ordinary day. He says, and then he says, it's removable with a roll of TP, which leads me to say, I want the kind of diarrhea that O&M gets, if that's all it takes to cure it.
Well, who knows where he's putting it.
I mean, I don't really want the kind of diarrhea that O&M has, no matter what. Let's say, I want the diarrhea that I get in the future to be curable with a roll of TP. Yeah, unless as Scully posits, I have to eat it or something. But he said to, like, throw it up into a tree at, like, my history teacher's house. That'd be cool. But I'd have to keep taking history classes, or else I'd be really dehydrated. Bobby is also requesting the reassemble Blackbird, so that, yeah, I guess, I think at this point it is now possible to macro the entire process of dealing with that Black Forest map, and he also wants a / familiar previous command for similar reasons. Gleave says, hey Jake, speaking of webcomics, Buttersafe still exists. Was Buttersafe something that I liked?
I think it's another one of those four panels of randomness.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this was the one that somebody linked me to a little bit ago. I'm like, hey, check this out. And I said, wow, that's like Natalie D and Wondermark, really, but with different art. Then, yeah.
Is Wondermark the one with the weird, like, old looking?
Yeah, it's like all Victorian era clip art.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept is still the same.
Extirpator's been poking around, it looks like. Or maybe we announced the name of the next underwater zone at some point. Starwood says, link on radio.kingdomofloathing.com to kingdomofloathing.com/radio.php. That's actually a good idea. There was another problem, like some old radio link wasn't forwarding the way that it was supposed to. The script was there to forward it, but since it was running on light HTTPD, it didn't actually execute the PHP.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've been having this kind of nerdgasm watching this video of this presentation by the guy who's like the technical, like he's like the head of engineering for Facebook. So it's all like, I'm learning all kinds of new acronyms. And I learned that Facebook runs on basically exactly the same technology that we have, and they've customized things a little bit.
They're doing it right, and we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah. There are definitely things where, you know, just finding out that they don't ever do any queries against their database that join tables means that everything has to be done in a way that's very convoluted and messy and hard to understand for the sake of scalability.
Hmm.
But that's, you know, that's a big part of the problem with us not being able to scale a database server, is that there are certain things that just have to be on the same database server, and that kind of cascades out to some extent. Mixie says, I remember a show where you guys mentioned that most podcasts have something they say every podcast to identify themselves. Have you thought about making a pre-recorded intro? I think us making a pre-recorded intro would be the first step in jumping the shark completely.
I think that, I don't know, the problem is not having a pre-recorded intro, the problem is coming up with one that we both like.
Yeah.
And that would take so long that if we said, well, we're not going to do another show until we have an intro, we would just never have another show. And I was smart enough to pick Mr. Skullhead for my name, so my shows have a pre-recorded intro already.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if I was doing one by myself, I might have a pre-recorded intro because I would only have myself to please.
Right.
Like my entire high school experience.
Oh, hee hee ha.
The Duminator says, so, of the powers that be plus Thomas Jefferson, given any thought to attending PAX as a booth holder? I plan on maybe attending and the kingdom coming along for the ride would be cool. I don't think that there is any sense in us exhibiting at PAX. I don't know that I believe that there's any sense in us exhibiting at Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's really more of an excuse to go to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
And have a comfortable place to stay.
I feel like we get enough of our people coming by at Comic-Con that there's a reason to be there.
No, it absolutely makes sense in terms of, like, reaching out to our existing community. It's another thing like Con, though, that sure as hell doesn't make any financial sense.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I know. We should sell booze at the booth.
Hey.
Cover. Or like crack. I've been watching a lot of Weeds, that Showtime series. I don't know if I cut out before or after I said that when we were having the conversation before. But it makes me want to start dealing pot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should talk about that a lot on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And on a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. The day I bring an ODM bitch to your house is the day that I give her the shot.
Yep.
Oh no, another putt says, with all the new ranged instruments, how can there not be a rusty trombone? We could put the zombone in the game. That's one of the first monsters that ever went into the monster table, and it's a monster that, along with the spooky pirate ghost, never appeared in the game.
Right.
Gold S says, CISO in progress, pretty halted, turtle progress, proceeding apace.
And not at a turtle's pace either.
No. Fineldar says, now that we have CDM's wizardry, can we finally get a handful of Tums up in this bitch? Ugh. Yeah, we can. Can we finally get a clan crest thing? I've had a way to implement it for years, but it's complicated. First, you choose a shield base out of a handful. Round, rounded top, rectangle, three-pointed top, etc. Then you check off if you want the horizontal divider line or the vertical one. Those lines through the middle, of course. Then you have your blanket shield, and it turns into a drag-and-drop interface. In the box to the side are all the pictures from the game.
Oh,
or maybe just the item images and a few else, all resized to be good, or maybe even have two size settings if you felt really artistic. Oh, sorry. If you felt really artistic, you could put in a few background designs to choose from if wanted, but I don't think that would work with the game's art style. The problem with this is the same as the problem with anything like this, right? I'm not putting, like, just the hammering on the image server that would happen if a player could go to a page that loaded every single item image. in the game. You know, it'd be super spoilery, right? Every time we added something new, and because of that, people would write scripts to just hit it every 10 seconds so that they could see new stuff the minute that we put it in there. Like, I'm about the whole, you know, letting you have slots that you put item graphics in. Like, that's fine, that makes sense. And I'm sure that we could write some way of letting you do that that wouldn't be that big of a deal. And yeah, now that we've got GD running on all of the servers, which is the PHP library that allows you to create custom graphics, it would be a lot easier to put something like that.
You've been selected to receive a free Nintendo Wii.
Oh, sweet.
Wow, cool. Can I come play your free Nintendo Wii?
You can.
You already have a Wii, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a Wii that you never play?
Yeah, like everybody else, I have a Wii that I never play.
Top-selling console that no one ever plays.
Although, if I had a PS3, then I would have a Wii and a PS3 that I never play, I think.
Yeah. And I feel like I've definitely gotten my money's worth out of my Xbox. Just because, you know, there are things that I really wanted to play that you could only play on Xbox Live Arcade. And I would not give up the experience of having played those. Since my PS3 was a gift, I've definitely gotten my money's worth out of that, you know?
Yeah.
The Wii, though, I was reading something, I don't know if it was on MTV Multiplayer or Rock, Paper, Shotgun or where it was, that the Nielsen results for it showed that the average owner of a Wii, it is played for less than an hour a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is played once a week for less than an hour.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
And pretty much we play it whenever Jess's parents or my parents come over and we play bowling for a little bit.
Yeah, that's because I think the last time I played was... Yeah. We took the Wii to San Diego year before last for whatever reason. And my mom came out and we played some of the bowling.
I keep trying. I keep going through the Wii game section of Target and GameStop and wherever, just trying to see if there are any decent games for the Wii, and there just aren't.
There are wheelbarrow loads of absolute shit coming out for the Wii. I know that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you see when you go in there, is just wall-to-wall collection of mini-games, or a sim of something you would never want a sim of, like Sim Cheerleader, Sim Baby, Sim Shrew.
I don't know. If the Sim Cheerleader was like a cheerleader that you could do whatever you wanted with, it seems like that'd be up your alley.
Why would that
be? Or is it a game where you are a cheerleader?
It's a game where you are a cheerleader, and why would that only be up my alley? Good, cheerleaders, most of those are girls. Ew.
No, I just don't have a cheerleader fetish.
I don't have a cheerleader fetish either. I have a hot girl fetish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which you seem to have, that seems to have passed you by.
That's weird, you creep. It skips every other generation in my family.
I mean, your wife notwithstanding, she's a very attractive woman, but other than that, you just don't seem to be into chicks.
Oh, sure, I understand that my wife is a very attractive woman, but I mean, it's not like...
You only know that...
It's a weird perversion where I'm turned on by her sexually.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You only know that kind of on an intellectual level. An aesthetic level, maybe.
Watertail says, "Hey guys, last Monday's show reminded me of some old radio stuff." What?
Like our old radio stuff, or like Amos and Andy?
Yeah, I don't know. Like The Shadow.
Right.
Or maybe The Shadow Stevens. Remember Shadow Stevens?
Yeah, who knows what smooth-voiced radio announcer lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow Stevens knows.
Yeah. Whenever I think of Shadow Stevens, I also think of the guy who played the DJ on Northern Exposure and then was like the boyfriend on Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Why do I have those two guys conflated in my head? Was he named like Shadow on Northern Exposure?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
What?
I didn't watch it.
Did you ever watch Northern Exposure?
No.
That was a great show.
Just didn't watch a lot of TV back in the day.
Mm. That was like before I moved that it was on, and I watched a lot of TV when I lived. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, no, okay, so his the DJ's last name was Stevens? That's weird. I don't know, yeah, I have no idea. They're both named Stevens. Let's see. Should we take our musical interlude or our musical quaalude? I didn't even have to use a rhyming dictionary for that, man.
Yeah, you got skills. Okay, yeah, we'll be back in about 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 or 14 minutes.
Sunday, don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me. Maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees every Sunday at the Revelee's candy store. Well, I've got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus. Keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no apples, apples. Don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better than suitable for this boy. Well, that's the only thing that can pick me up. It's better than a cup of gold. It's the only chocolate Jesus to satisfy my soul.
bang 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 bang. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how, education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W, look, obey a book if that's what works for you, but I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you were screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime, for subjugating women and being too extreme, and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. That sound a bit familiar. Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, because you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I'm had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis, but at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
And we're back. We got Jake back? Big Jack?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Mick Jagger?
Hey, check me out. Being all back and stuff.
You are as back as baby got.
Yeah. If an elder continues on this whole clan quest thing, you would have to draw like 4 shields, then have CDN code up an interface and resize a bunch of pictures. The sorting for crest acceptable pictures and the resizing shouldn't take very long. That's one thing that you're wrong about. KOL artwork does not resize gracefully at all. So the prospect of resizing, 100 item images is a prospect very similar to the prospect of spending days doing really boring ass work. Mm-hmm. Really boring ass work.
I hate boring ass work.
The thing from your anus says, also about Japanese nosebleeds, we have our own odd stories. Hairy palms, really? But that's true.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if in every, like, American cartoon, characters just sprouted hair on their palms and you're expected to know that they've been masturbating, that would be weird, sure.
Yeah.
But that's not how it happens.
The Suicide Messiah says, did you ever think you will, or do you ever think you will add new classes to KOL other than the 6? No.
Actually, he says other than the 6.
Yeah.
Which means he needs to read a book. I'm going to fight that wherever it pops up, because that is a battle that is being lost, and that makes me really sad.
Do you think he really doesn't know the difference, or do you think it's just like, I always will kind of give that the benefit of the doubt in terms of, like, homophone, brain fart, typo. But yeah, maybe people really don't know.
No, I am certain that most of those are just people who don't read, so they don't know. Like, there's a whole category of mistakes like that that are just, you would only make them if you'd never read a book. Or that you, if you didn't read on a regular basis.
Do most people that use the internet, like, when I'm using the internet, I'm reading stuff. That's all I'm doing when I'm fucking around on the internet, is reading stuff that's written by people who are writers. Do normal people using the internet, like, not even normal people, do average people using the internet, like, only read stuff that's written by 12-year-old retards?
Or do they only go on... Hey, if you're, like, a 15-year-old on Facebook, and all of your friends on Facebook are 15 as well, then, no, you're not going to get a whole lot of quality writing in there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's kind of what the internet is for, is a presentation of textual material, right? I guess maybe mostly, if most people, most of what they read on the internet is just YouTube comments.
Right. Although I think that the internet anymore is a place to go to watch video.
Yeah.
It was amazing to me that Wired.com did away with all of their columns and replaced them with videos of somebody sitting and reading the column they had written.
They didn't really, though. I've seen links to text columns since then.
At least with that's what they did with Laura's alt text stuff.
Then they fired him.
Yeah, well, they changed it from a text-based thing to a video thing, and then they did the videos for 3 or 4 months, and they fired him. Yeah.
I didn't think that his videos were very good.
I thought they were pretty funny.
I mean, sometimes, sure. The ratings videos were funny, right? But, like, I don't know, you know, I think that in order for that... So he was kind of doing the zero punctuation thing where he's talking and he's saying something funny, and there's also something funny in the picture.
Right.
You know? And they're frequently, like, that... interplay is used to great effect. Stephen Colbert does the same thing on his show with the whole double word thing. I think maybe a core element of that style of presentation is that it has to be done very rapidly.
Hmm.
Because it works when Ben Crowshaw does it, and it works when Stephen Colbert does it, but I don't think it works when Lore does it.
See, I thought he had a kind of a gentler style. Like, he wasn't trying for the fast-paced gag-a-minute thing. I think the Stephen Colbert one works because the guy providing the text seems to be at odds with what Colbert is saying.
Right.
So it's like he's a disgruntled copywriter, and
yeah,
you know, that shtick is pretty funny.
Yeah, I guess this is different. Different style thing. I don't know. You know, I really wanted to like the videos more than I did. Because, like, you know, he is... I think that I, at least, as in terms of the writing that I do, owe more to him in terms of influence than any other individual writer that I've encountered.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I love the way that he writes. It's just that the videos, I would rather read the text. You know, and maybe it's illustrated, right? The thing is, the first ratings video was really good when it was just illustrations, but I don't want to stare at somebody talking. Like, that's not... There's no point to a video that's just a video of someone talking.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the video blogs are, and I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
But then, I'm a guy who likes to read stuff. And the kids these days, they don't like the reading.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know, though. They probably said that about our generation.
Yeah.
But it was probably just the people like us in our generation talking about the people like the unwashed masses in our generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that literacy rates have only ever gone up, like, throughout human history, right? Like... I don't know. Maybe people read for prep. Maybe people genuinely read for pleasure less than they used to.
I think that's entirely possible.
I read so little compared to how much I used to read.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
And it's definitely true of me.
Of me too. Yeah.
You know, there are times when I will pick something up and read, you know, an hour or two a day until it's done, if it's something that I find really compelling or whatever. But I ended up in this apartment without any books, so I went and bought a copy of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
So that I can be in this apartment with one book that I'm never going to read.
Right.
Have you read Moby Dick?
Nope.
Yeah. I gotta just make myself do it. I started reading a lot more when I started smoking cigars regularly, because I will go out on my my nice, comfortable, semi-climate-controlled patio and sit on my nice, comfy couch and smoke a cigar, and it takes like an hour. So I'm sitting there and I read, right?
Yeah.
And here I have to go up to the blisteringly cold and windy roof where there's no light and nowhere to sit. So, not smoking a whole lot of cigars while I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, I go out and sit on my back deck and smoke the hookah, which takes 30 to 45 minutes, but I keep bringing the laptop out there.
Yeah, once I got wireless internet working upstairs, I definitely started taking the laptop out there sometimes instead of a book. But, and, you know, to be fair, a lot of what I go out there and read is like Dungeons and Dragons books. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so it's not really like I'm quality literature.
It did occur to me recently that most of the books that I've read in the past 2 years have been young adult books. Little Brother and Graveyard Book and Nation. And just, I don't know. I don't know why. But I think it's just because I have a bunch of favorite authors and they all released a young adult book in the same year.
Yeah.
You should read Cory Doctorow's novels.
I should read what?
You should read Cory Doctorow's fiction.
I own a couple of them that I have just not read. I remember I read like a short story by him about, I don't know. I remember learning from it that radio frequency signals travel better low to the ground in forests because the trunks don't interfere with them nearly as much as the leaves do.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget what the context was. Maybe it was some dystopian Microsoft supremacy world.
Right.
I don't know. Probably like copyright law had finally gotten so infuriating that there were riots.
He makes a decent case in a couple of short stories for copyright law causing societies to fail to advance.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it maybe not enough to convince, but certainly a compelling argument, like making it seem reasonable that, okay, copyright law is totally this important.
Yeah. I don't know. It's never hurt me.
It's hurt me because I have to do the show with a microphone pointed at my speaker.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess...
It hasn't hurt me, but it's pissed me off.
I mean, that's the thing. If the real reason it is so fucking difficult to use Skype and Shoutcast at the same time is that, you know, record companies are forcing hardware to be crippled to prevent piracy, then sure, yeah, that hurts me. It hurts my soul that people can't do things that are totally fucking reasonable.
I don't know if that's true, but it's certainly true that the reason I can't do the show the way I used to with Winamp and Skype is because that setting has been disabled on this sound card for no reason.
See, I would have disabled it because it was called motherfucking what ooh here.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's called Stereo Mix on some of them.
Mm. I have seen Stereo Mix. I wonder if I could use Skype and Winamp.
Yeah, probably.
As I recall, Skype was bewildering to broadcast with. Like, I don't know, SAM is just such a great piece of software for what it does.
Yeah.
You know? It was a little intimidating to begin with, but, like, once I realized that 75% of the things that it can do are just of zero interest to me.
Right, right. I just like it. Although, the latest build of Winamp now has a database build on top of it, so that it indexes all your music, and then you can, like, type the name of an artist and then click on the song and move it to the playlist.
Hmm. See, but I don't use any of those features of SAM because I prefer to just keep my MP3s in directories that are navigable.
Yeah, I know. And Winamp, neither Winamp nor SAM moves them around when you add them to that thing. It just indexes them. So you don't click the plus and scroll to They Might Be Giants and click on Apollo 18 and click on See the Constellation. You just type Constellation and it pulls it up and you throw it in there.
Huh.
Mm. It saves you like it saves me 9 or 10 clicks per adding a song, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Fair enough. I have very little music on this laptop, comparatively. And you know what I found is that I have speakers that, and I don't know if it is because there is just an overall higher level of ambient noise here than the places that I'm accustomed to being, but like, if I'm 4 or 5 feet away from my laptop, I frequently just can't hear the whatever show I'm watching or movie I'm watching with the volume turned all the way up. And I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Like, I can hear you just fine. Jump the Shark says, what do you guys think of The Office? I personally think that it is fine TV, even if it can be dramatic. Okay.
I haven't seen The Office at all.
You what?
I haven't seen a single episode of The Office.
I've watched the first handful of the original British one, and I've seen 2 or 3 episodes of the American one, and I think they're both pretty good.
I'm sure that they're good. It's not like, I don't watch that shit. It's just never gotten around to it.
Uh-huh. Hey. And then he says, do you guys appreciate the genius that is David Cross? David Cross would be pissed at you for not knowing how to spell genius. Drop the shark. I like David Cross.
I like Chris Cross.
I like when David Cross asks the guy if this is the line for beer or if this is the line for tickets, and the guy replies, I don't know, faggot. Because that, him describing that, like, yeah, that's what things were like for me growing up. Evangeline Q says, any chance you could add Google Checkout to the methods available for donations? I don't know. We could have C.D. Moyer look into that. He got this new Amazon crap working. I think, though, that it used to be the old Amazon system just automatically dispersed the money into the company account, and the new one doesn't. It works like PayPal, where you actually store a balance and have to withdraw it. So it's marginally more effort paperwork. Hmm. It's not really paperwork. It's just something I have to keep track of, which I guess is what paperwork is.
If PayPal has hurt you in the past, I feel your pain. PayPal hurt me in the past as well, but they're a lot better now.
What? I don't understand why it is that people hate PayPal so much. Like, what was your experience with them? I don't even remember.
Back in the day, like 4 or 5 years ago, I had trouble setting up a PayPal account and getting them to verify my bank address or verify my bank, and they did the micro deposit thing and it didn't work, and just the whole system they had to verify your bank account before you could actually use it was so very, very broken when the PayPal first started, but I mean, none of that is true now.
Huh.
I got kind of pissed at them when they randomly disabled my card because I used it in 2 different states. And then I had to get another one.
What frustrates me is that about every 6 months, so the bandwidth bill, the data center bill gets paid via the PayPal debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And about every 6 months, it bounces because it triggers the fraud detection thing. And every 6 months, I call them, and I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, this transaction, which is exactly the same amount on the first of every month for the last, like, 4 years. Seriously? This time it's fraud? Can you please stop doing this? And they say, nope. And then I say, well, all right, Susan, I'll talk to you again in 6 months. Like, but it's just, it's frustrating because every few months I'll get an email from the data center, and it's like, you know, I hate being, it's like when there's a bank error and your credit card doesn't work, you're like in the checkout at Circle K. Like, that is one of the most humiliating things in the world.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, if you're anything like me, and I, based on what I know about you, I suspect that you are, there were times when I fucked around and overdrew my checking account and, like, couldn't afford a soda, right?
Yeah.
And it was humiliating actually hitting that point, especially when there was somebody standing behind you, right? Because they're like, oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, never mind. I guess I'll put this fountain soda back. Like, and, you know, that does not happen to me anymore, and I, you know, I would like to think that it will never happen to me again because of me just fucking up and running out of money. But, like, that feeling is still there when there's some kind of fuck-up and a credit card doesn't work. Like, ugh, God. Just thinking about it. Just thinking about it, I'm like, flushed. I don't know why that bothers me so much.
You don't like being embarrassed. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, weird.
I don't think anybody does, really.
Well, you nailed it.
Yep, no charge.
A lot of people suggesting that I use Tapuer to record Skype conversations. You know what I found, and I feel pretty comfortable endorsing, is a program called Skype Call Recorder. Yay Area says, dang, I have a question that I want read on the Dick and Skullhead show since I only have time to listen to that one. I wonder if there's a way to send my question and only have an answer on that show, but since you'll read this on Thursday's show, I'll never know the answer unless, here it is for the Monday show. I've been drinking wine and beer for a while, and they mostly still taste horrible. Am I doing it wrong? What's a good starter wine / beer? How did you develop your taste for beer, Mr. Skullhead?
The first beer that I really enjoyed drinking was one of the more, the sweeter ones, like the Chimay kind of in the edge of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with wine, just that I didn't like any red wine until I started with a port wine that was really sweet and graduated into the drier ones. Keep trying beers in your local beer palace. And, you know, don't drink any of the cheap stuff and, you know, pay $10 a bottle for a beer.
And see what happens.
Yeah. You're probably more likely to enjoy it. Stay away from stuff that says super hoppy, and you'll do fine.
Riff doesn't like beer, but Riff likes Pabst Blue Ribbon. Right? So I don't think that necessarily staying away from cheap beer is important. Like, I definitely remember, like, when I was first starting to drink beer, and I thought about beer and what beer tasted like, I definitely had the, like, sort of Budweiser idea in my head.
Right.
And the thing is, the beer that I drink now probably would have been even more revolting to me at that point than Budweiser. But I drank Sam Adams Cream Stout is the beer that I used. That was the first beer that I drank that I actually, like, I was like, wow, that actually tastes really good. And it was pretty sweet and pretty chewy as far as beer goes. I don't like that kind of beer at all now. I kind of gradually started drinking more and more normal beers and more bitter beers. And now I'm just like, if it doesn't have 5,000 pounds of hops in it, if it doesn't literally smell like a bouquet of flowers, then it is not going to be bitter enough for me to actually enjoy it. Wine, I don't know. I would not say that I think that wine tastes good, even now. And, like, red wine, white wine is disgusting. Red wine gives me heartburn enough of the time that I basically just entirely avoid it.
I've had some decent white wines. It's, I'm, the way I am with wine, though, is that the cheaper the wine, the more I am likely to like it. Because cheap wine is more likely to be smoother and sweeter. So I guess it's kind of the same thing with champagne. Like, what you pay for in champagne, apparently, is stuff that tastes awful.
I've never had champagne that I liked. I've had like a $7 bottle of champagne, and I've had like a bottle of Dom, and they're both basically equally gross. I don't know. You know, I guess it would be important to know how you feel about coffee. Yay area. I did not so much ease into drinking coffee. Like, for the first, like, couple weeks that I was drinking coffee, I was, like, drowning it in milk and sugar. But eventually, I was just like, you know what? This is a pain in the ass, and it still doesn't taste very good, so fuck it. I'm just going to drink coffee black, and I'm going to drink coffee black until I start liking it. And I did. It didn't take very long at all. I almost feel like once you've developed a taste for anything, it becomes a lot easier to develop a taste for anything else. Because your brain is sort of aware of that, like, reward just around the corner.
Hmm.
You know, where you've tricked yourself into thinking that something gross is actually good. I don't know. I developed a taste for straight whiskey by living with a guy who drank a tremendous amount of, like, Jack and Coke.
Hmm.
And I like Coke, and I like Jack, but the taste of a Jack and Coke is just nauseating to me.
You would really dislike the beverage I'm drinking at the moment.
Is it a Jack and Coke?
No, because we're out of beer at the house, and I have to drink something for the Monday night show, so Diet Mountain Dew and Sour Apple Schnapps.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, wait, this one is Diet Mountain Dew and Sour Raspberry Schnapps.
Yeah, I mean, the sour stuff is going to go with anything sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't drink the Diet Mountain Dew. God, diet soda. Ugh. Although Diet Mountain Dew, I'm told, is one of the ones. That and Dr. Pepper are among the ones that are the least distinct between the diet and normal versions. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't like Jack and Coke, so when I'd run out of beer, I would just drink straight Jack. It was kept in the freezer. So, damn it. My login timed out. I have to reload the radio bugbear questions.
Boo. What else we got?
Where was that? It looks like I managed to... Weird Derby says, have you considered putting one of these under the sea, and then links to a Natalie D comic about a tiger shark? And that reminds me of why I don't like Natalie D.
Why is that?
Like, okay, so Toothpaste for Dinner is really funny, and I like it a lot. It's among my favorite webcomics. Natalie D... Okay, so you remember in the really early days of fax machines when, like, one-panel, semi-dirty joke comics would get forwarded around via fax machine?
No. Old man.
Okay. I was probably only exposed to that because the sheriff's department where my dad worked had a fax machine fairly early. Because they... Like, I feel like law enforcement gets communications technology earlier than a lot of other industries.
Right.
And cops also like dirty jokes. So, just these one-panel things, equivalent to something that would be on a t-shirt, hell shirt, only it's going through the late 80s equivalent of forwarding emails to all of your friends with that joke in it. So, there was one that I remember, which was a safe propped up against another safe, and it was captioned, Safe Sex.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Natalie D is.
No, not at all. How much Natalie D have you seen?
I went to it, like, a week ago, because I'm reading through the entire archives of Toothpaste for Dinner, and everyone that I see is just, like, a big colored picture of some kind of animal, and then the caption of some kind of bad pun.
That's not true at all. Sometimes it's a big drawing of an animal, and the caption is a complete non sequitur.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I think that... I could see you not liking the style of humor that's just, like kind of cute, like cutesy kind of misspelling words on purpose, kind of.
Okay, so here's a lime with an eye patch, and it says, "Eat me, you scurvy dogs."
Right. How is that a bad pun? It's a pirate lime. Who's going to keep the pirates from getting scurvy?
But it's a pun because the usage of the word scurvy and...
You're trying too hard.
No, it is a pun. It's a bad pun.
You're trying too hard.
Scurvy does. And to eat me, being spoken, I would say that, all right, a piece of food saying eat me is the epitome of a bad pun.
No, the lime is advising people that they should eat it because it will keep them from getting scurvy. He's not using eat me as an insult, which would then be a pun. He means literally.
Okay.
And here's a little can of deodorant going, you stink, and then squeak, 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 rolling out more deodorant. Here she is with a clock taped around her with a whole bunch of packing tape with the caption, oh, you know, I'm one of them steampunks.
I see.
I don't know. I've always thought it was just silly and just anthropomorphic everything. It's kind of the...
Right, here's a picture of a crab, and then at the bottom it says crab legs, and there are arrows pointing at the crab's legs.
I like, oh no, I have louse. I'm just one giant louse perching on her head.
Maybe these are funny. I don't know.
I can understand it not being your style of humor, but the frog that's all opened up and saying, "Yay, let's do some dissecting." That's funny.
I'm seeing a lot of them now that I'm like going through the archives that are just like, "Hey, I've just decided that I'm gonna start drawing exactly like Sam Brown."
They're married.
No, that's not Sam Brown.
Oh, who the hell is Sam Brown?
It's Drew something. Sam Brown is the exploding dog guy. It's a very distinct style of drawing humanoid cartoon characters that she has just lifted. I don't know, maybe they're friends or some shit. Anyway, so you're saying it's okay to riff somebody, it's okay to jack somebody's style if you marry them?
Hell yes.
Okay. Whatever. If my wife made like some web RPG, it's, you know, whose primary value was in the witty descriptions of everything, I'd be all like, don't you be jacking my style. I'd be like, why are you doing that instead of making me a sandwich?
Here's a toothpaste for dinner that doesn't contain a bad pun. Technically, sir, no, we're not foreclosing on your house. You actually owe so much, we're going to foreclose the property.
I'm not saying that toothpaste for dinner doesn't have bad puns. Yeah, okay.
I think it's one thing or the other, because I don't find these particularly funny.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what it was that I was looking at. There's like a clam saying, can I get a mint? Is that some joke that I don't understand?
No, it's just a little clam asking if it can have a mint.
I see.
I don't frequently visit the site, but when I do, I always end up reading the archives up to the point that I haven't seen before and always lolling it a couple of times.
Yeah, okay. Oh, look, it's a bunny eating a bunch of carrots. Like, and then a strawberry saying yes. Like, there probably one out of every 10 of those, just from flipping through it right now, probably one out of every 10 of those is funny. But I would say that 8 out of every 10 toothpaste for dinners is funny. And as Super Mega has demonstrated, I need stuff to be at least a third funny. Zumbini suggesting comic-nation.com tracks what comics have updated and you simply click a button and they all open at once, or you can open them individually. I've used it for years to track about 50 webcomics. Also, it's free. Well, then I will check that shit right out. I always like it when I accidentally go a week and forget about American Elf, because then that means I've got a week's worth of American Elf to read. Hmm. I love that guy. I would totally gay out for that guy. I really wouldn't. He's got a big gap in his teeth. Old One says, "Hey guys, I really like the show. I think the reason people who don't play KOL listen is because you're semi-big-time developers, and other developers want to listen to you."
You know, this show frequently gives me a semi-big-time.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody other than Pauly Shore ever use the phrase semi?
I don't know, but I picked up lingo like a sponge when I was in high school, so I mm-hmm. used it a lot after that.
But was that where you encountered it?
Yeah.
In whatever the Farmer's Daughter Pauly Shore movie was?
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
Funny Girl?
I don't think that was it.
That was a movie with Pauly Shore and Barbara Streisand. Funny farmer. Son-in-law.
What?
Son-in-law.
Oh, of course. I did say farmer-in-law. I think I actually got kind of close to it. Was that really the one that... It was the one where her dad was played by that guy who looks exactly like Dan Rather.
If you say so.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm tired of thinking people look alike and then everybody else saying, "What the fuck, retard?"
He is. And that just didn't occur to me when I was watching it. Like, wow, that looks so much like Dan Rather. I remember it for having Tiffany Amber Thiessen in it.
And her being all Tiffany Amber Thiessen in it?
Yeah.
Did it have anything you could beat off to?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, but I mean, was she in a position to be beaten off to?
I don't know if she had any less clothed scenes, or if I exited the theater and said, "You know, if I had seen that 15 years from now, I would say, I cannot masturbate to this mecca again." I wish I would have seen that 15 years from now. Oh, we watched Donnie Darko again the other night with Jess's parents, because they had seen some dude on American Idol performed Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
We said, "Oh, it's from this movie. You should watch it with us." And one of the bully kids is Seth Rogen.
Really?
Yeah. And when I saw it the first time, I had no idea who Seth Rogen was. And seeing him in that now, it's kind of distracting. It's like, hey, that's the dude from Knocked Up.
Wait, one of the bully kids?
Yeah. One of the guys with the knives and stuff.
In what part of the movie? I'm
towards the end of the movie when they're at Grandma Death's house, and the two bully guys with the nylon stockings over their heads.
Oh yeah,
attack them.
Okay.
And
I remember there's like a Mexican one with like a mustache, right?
Yeah, and then the other one is Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's weird.
It would be weirder if the Mexican guy with the mustache was Seth Rogen, and he just had extensive plastic surgery after Donnie Darko.
No, I just I wanted to listen to some movie that I had already seen while I was like taking a nap to put on Superbad, and ended up watching like the second half of it.
I still haven't seen Superbad. That's another one that's on my Netflix queue.
It's not
super good. You're kind of cutting out, man. I think you've kind of cut out entirely, man.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
No, there you are.
It's one of those things I feel like where the movie would be better if it didn't have to have a plot.
Hmm.
Like Super Troopers or Office Space, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so basically, Richard Linklater's version of it.
Yeah. So I was going to say, you want every movie to be Dazed and Confused?
Dazed and Confused had a goddamn plot.
And that plot was people wander around doing shit until the credits roll.
It was a coming-of-age story about the kid with long hair.
That a whole bunch of random shit happens to him and then the credits roll.
It's not a whole bunch of random shit.
You sit and wait for the movie to start and then it's over.
He comes of age.
You're like, oh, this is an interesting, like, pre-credit montage. Oh, the movie's over. I certainly learned nothing about those characters, and I certainly don't regret my time spent sitting in front of this fucking movie.
You learned that Randall Pink Floyd, man, it's more important to him to be a renegade. It's more important to him to live his own life than it is for him to play football. Because fuck that form he's got to fill out. He's not signing that form.
I don't remember that much from Dazed and Confused.
It's because I think you didn't actually watch it.
I did. I was excited to watch it because my buddy Matt Nicholas came over and he's like, dude, there's this movie, it's Dazed and Confused, and it's about these guys going to an Aerosmith concert, and we're going to an Aerosmith concert, like, tomorrow. We should sit and watch this movie, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm like, okay, movie, going to be awesome. Huh.
You went to an Aerosmith concert?
The movie's over. Well, at least we still get to go to the Aerosmith concert. In, like, 1993.
See, maybe if, you know, I watched it with a girl. So maybe if I'd watched it with Matt Nicholas, I would have been less excited about it. I watched it with a girl, and I was like, hey, that was pretty good. She was like, you know what? If you think it was good this time, tomorrow you should get high and watch it again. And I was like, okay. So then I did. And it was even better.
As are most things, sure.
I don't know. The Wall was worse, stoned. Hmm. It was boring the first time, and it was boring and interminable when I watched it.
I never watched The Wall stoned. I enjoyed the hell out of it when I watched it sober.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't like Pink Floyd.
Huh. come on.
Maybe it was because I watched it after I watched Dazed and Confused, so nothing had the capacity to bore me anymore.
Maybe so. Silk says the game turns 6 years old soon. Any festivities planned? Is the game not 6 years old already?
It is, but the whole thing about people's accounts not turning 6 years old until for 10 more days?
Like 23rd of this month?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So it would be cool if the game had started, because then the game would be exactly 19 years younger than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And I could pretend that the Empire State Building was lit up in green because of KOL.
For some reason.
Yeah. Smoking Tongue says, sea salt and caviar give prefixes to the sushi maki rolls. Can you add a prefix for using eel sauce, too? Yeah, I'm very surprised that I didn't. I must have just overlooked that. So I'm going to put that shit back up in my to-do list.
Right.
Yeah. Christ. I don't know what I ate today, but it's certainly trying to crawl back out. Vaz says, having wet stunt nuts stew in your inventory still causes you to spend another adventure when talking to the Mega Gem guy, unlike how having a can of paint or drum machine in your inventory when you're asked for them in the desert. Yeah, I know. Lork says, since you said you keep the original KOL art, any chance we could see a photo of the KOL original storage? Well, you know what you can get is actually a video of me flipping through it.
Yeah.
And you can get that by purchasing the KOL documentary. Available now in the Store of Loathing at store.asymmetric.net.
And finer retail stores everywhere.
Shit, you know, I'm not sure if the Store of Loathing is actually working right now. And I think about it. I forgot. I moved asymmetric.net. It's there, but there's a bunch of PHP notices. That's unfortunate. I need to fix that. After the radio show.
I thought that was just to provide kind of an ambient atmosphere.
All those notices?
Yeah, just to get you in the KOL mood.
Yeah, because I changed asymmetric.net to be hosted on our servers because it's retarded having paid for hosting on asymmetric.net when we're paying for what we get at the new data center. And yeah, I, of all the things that I tested, the one thing that was actually important to the business, completely forgot to check. That's how I roll, folks. Your money, not important to me.
Mo money, mo problems.
Yep.
Mo money, mo rocka. You want to get off the radio show?
Sure. Sure.
Alright, folks, I'll see you on my show tomorrow, and Jake will be with you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.